As part of this year's Veterans Day observance, the Craighead County Veterans Monument Foundation invites more people to participate in this year's Veterans Parade in Jonesboro. The event takes place Saturday, November 9th at 8:30 at the corner of Church and Oak Streets in Jonesboro. Communications Officer W. Danny Honnell has more.
It's coinciding with Veterans Day, but since Veterans Day falls on the 11th, which will be on Monday, it's so hard to get the schools to participate with their bands and JROTC and the Cub Scouts that we usually have the parade on Saturday. We start with a 24-hour vigil on Friday night, then Saturday morning we'll have the parade, then Saturday night we end up having a military ball.
And he says that everyone is invited to attend.
Well, we're looking for people that want to honor veterans to come out and, you know, like the Scouts marching parade with the flag, or veterans, if they want to get a group together like any American Legion, VFW, or just if a veteran's got an old car. We have a lot of veterans riding in old cars. We'll have motorcycles. We have various businesses just drive their business vehicle through there with their placards on the side of their vehicle, promoting their business, but also showing their support for veterans.
And he tells why this is important for veterans.
It's something that we can do for our veterans because, you know, most of us like to be remembered. You know, we like to be recognized. You know, when we see someone, we like for someone to call our name. Well, you know, veterans served in the military in the past. Some of them gave blood, sweat, and tears, and then some gave their lives. And, of course, Memorial Day set up more for remembering the ones that are departed. But Veterans Day is just kind of celebrate all veterans of all wars. And this is a great opportunity for the community to show up in downtown Jonesboro. Bring your little American flag, stand there, and wave it as the vehicles go by. And there'll be some military vehicles in the parade, and various veterans from the other different service organizations like MOA, American Legions, DAV, and Veterans of Foreign War. And the Sons of the American Legion will be in there. And there's also going to be the Sons of Confederate Veterans and Sons of American Revolution. So there's going to be representatives of the different branches of service marching in the parade.
And Honnell tells about the events that will start next Friday.
The Westside JROTC, under the command of Colonel Ed Tanner, will bring his cadre of cadets, and they will start marching at 11 o'clock that Friday morning in honor of the veterans at the Doughboy statue, and they'll march till about 11 o'clock that night, and then there'll be veterans staying at the tent at the statue all night long. And so it's just kind of a vigil remembering the veterans all night long, showing our support. Because, you know, Veterans Day is set up 11th day, 11th month of 1919 when World War One was over. It was called Armistice Day originally, but it was changed to Veterans Day a few years back to include veterans of all wars.
And he says the public is invited to attend the parade that will be taking place on Saturday, November the 9th.
You know, bring out young kids. This is a chance for them to see World War II veterans, the greatest generation of this country. You can see veterans live out there from World War One, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, and just walk up and shake their hands. And if you can't make it to the parade, find a veteran and give him a hug and shake his hand to thank him for his service.
And more information on participating in the parade can be found by calling Marvin Jumper at 870-761-2735.